Hey guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy, thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Continuing with Professor William Taubman, Bill Taubman, of Amherst College, with his brother Philip Taubman, have published a new book about McNamara at war. It's revelatory, however, of the whole of the catastrophe of Vietnam. In addition, it tells us a deal about the Kennedy administration and the Johnson administration that this poor reader has never seen before, and I believe there is information here that no one's seen before about the relationship of the cognoscenti, the elite, of the Kennedy years and the Johnson years, which tend to have overlaps. We begin, however, with the man at the center now, with Lyndon Baines Johnson, who never expected to be president. He was morose as vice president because his job, he thought in his life, was to be number one. He's born to a man named Sam and a mother named Rebecca. That relationship, Rebecca and Sam, are something that is inside Lyndon Baines Johnson, so he recognizes the astute learning as a good thing. His mother had that. And he also recognizes people who push hard. His father had that. But something happened on the way to the rich house. They wound up in a poor house. Why, Bill, continuing the story of McNamara, we have to explore Lyndon Johnson. Why did the Johnson family lose its money? How did it happen? What did it do to Lyndon?
Well, Rebecca Johnson Johnson's mother wanted her husband to be a star, and for a while he was in the Texas legislature. But then he failed and found himself viewed as a kind of joke, a man who had big dreams and failed to achieve them. Meanwhile, Rebecca Johnson, Lyndon Johnson's mother, shifted her idolization from her husband to her son. She idolized Lyndon Johnson. She wanted him to be the star that her son, her husband had been once and then failed to be. Now, how this impacted Johnson is something for psychiatrists to say in any detail. But what I noticed about this was that Johnson, whom I think of as a kind of manic man, a manic politician who is trying to become a leader, trying to become a great success, striving to convince anybody he meets that he's a wonderful man who deserves to be a success, that this man had periods of depression. In fact, periodically, he would fall into bed, cover himself with his blankets and his pillow, and stay there until his dear wife, Lady Bird, convinced him to get up and get back into the game. And I hesitate to try to explain these periods of depression. All I know is that they were there, and I think they were related to moments in his life when it looked as if his hopes and dreams would never be achieved. Now, this is important because it seems to me that for a man like Johnson, who was probably bipolar and unsure of himself at this level, a man like McNamara appears to be the answer. McNamara, as I said before, ultra-efficient, seemingly self-confident, able to make the case for what Johnson wants more brilliantly than Johnson himself. And so McNamara becomes somebody whom Johnson wants by his side in the White House. And he almost seems to worship McNamara. We have all kinds of examples of how he flatters McNamara. McNamara, for example, would be at home with his family preparing a barbecue lunch on a weekend on a Sunday, and the phone would ring, and it would be Johnson saying, "Put down your hamburgers and come on over to the White House. I want to talk to you." And so the McNamara family would drop everything and go over to the White House. Johnson would, as I say, command his presence, take him swimming in the White House pool, probably naked, as Johnson was swimming in the White House pool. And he would demand that McNamara be at his service, both in Vietnam and in other things, not just Secretary of Defense matters, but other matters like the supersonic civilian airliner. Johnson put him in charge of that. McNamara was to be at his beck and call, both in Vietnam and on all sorts of other matters. And Johnson, too, wanted to make McNamara his vice president. He thought of replacing Humphrey as his choice with McNamara. So McNamara was his fair-haired boy and his errand boy.
The re-election first. And we come to Johnson's doubts about the re-election, Johnson's concerns that the Kennedys will ambush him and Robert Kennedy will come forward and make his candidacy and challenge the vice president. Two things happen, but I want to attend at the Tonkin Gulf first. It's early August 1964. There is a black operation run against the North Vietnamese by the South Vietnamese. And there is an escort, U.S. Navy escort, for the black operations. There is gunfire, shooting back, and this is reported to the president. I believe within 48 hours or 24 hours, there's said to be a second incident. With the story is, the narrative is, the North Vietnamese have fired at a U.S. Navy destroyer, a second one. There were two destroyers. Johnson and McNamara knew the facts and didn't convey them with candor to the U.S. Congress, and that was successful in winning the Tonkin Gulf resolution. McNamara has written about this and talked about it over the years. What is McNamara's opinion of how they did that, why they did that, and what does McNamara feel regrets for that?
Well, it would appear that the first attack was a real attack.
Yes.
But it would also appear that it was, as you said, John, in response to actions by the South Vietnamese, prompted by the Americans, bombing North Vietnamese installations on the coast of Vietnam. So in that sense, the story was not as it was presented to the Congress. It was presented to the Congress as an unprovoked attack. Another element that it turned out later, McNamara did not know this at the time, but found out only later, was that although it occurred when McGeorge Bundy was in Vietnam, that the Vietnamese people who launched the attack on the first destroyer did not know that. The assumption was in the White House, shared by McNamara, that the attack was a deliberate provocation by the Vietnamese who knew that that McGeorge Bundy was in Vietnam. So that's a second diversion from the actual truth of the matter. The third untruth that is assumed in the White House is that there was indeed a second Vietnamese attack on a second American destroyer. But it appears that that was in the imagination of the sonar guys on the destroyer. There was no such attack, the second attack. So all of this was presented to the Congress. The Congress voted, I think, I'm not sure, but I think they voted unanimously for the Tonkin Gulf resolution.
It was near to unanimous. I think there was some dissent, but yet near to.
Maybe it was George Aitken of Vermont, yes, Senator Aitken. But at any rate, this resolution provided a kind of substitute for a declaration of war.
Right.
It provided the basis for the Americans to use force from then on in Vietnam.
The second incident we will turn to because it has to do with the convention at Atlantic City and Lyndon Johnson's concerns that Bobby Kennedy would rise up and challenge his candidacy and that he would use a speech by Jackie Kennedy to launch the Kennedy campaign for 64. The book is McNamara at War, A New History. Philip Taubman and William Taubman are the authors. I'm John Batchelor.
Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Goldbelly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT.